The three issues that were put before voters in Lafayette County were approved by fairly wide margins during the special election this week. According to the Lafayette County Clerk's Office in Concordia, voters approved the city to be authorized to increase its general fund levy by 35 cents per $100 of assessed value for to be used for general municipal purposes, including but not limited to funding the acquisition of and improvements to Concordia Park or Southside Park, walking trails, new bathrooms, playground equipment, and other park improvements. The final vote total was 100 yes and 47 no. By a 191-18 voting margin, Higginsville voters approved the city to issue its sewerage system revenue bonds in the amount of $17.5 million for the purpose of extending and improving the city's sewerage system. In Lexington, voters gave their approval to the city to be authorized to continue its current transportation sales tax in the amount of 0.5 cents. Upon the payment of its revenue bonds, with the revenues received by the city from the sales tax to continue to be used for only roadway purposes. The final vote total was 219 yes and 38 no. In all, voter turnout was low at 9.0% in Concordia, 6.98% in Higginsville, and 8.64% in Lexington. An area school district is holding its registration for students again today. According to a release from the Malta Bend R5 school district, registration is scheduled for 1 to 7 o'clock this afternoon. An open house is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 19th. The first day of classes will be on Monday, August 23rd, with a 7:40 a.m. start time and dismissing at 11:56 a.m. The city of Sweet Springs has issued a boil advisory for all residents south of Ray Street. A city official says the boil advisory is due to a water line break and will be in effect until further notice. If you have any questions, call the City Hall at 660-335-4564. The Sedalia Fire Department responded to a house fire on Tuesday. According to a fire department spokesperson, at approximately 10 p.m., firefighters were toned out to a residence in the 1200 block of East 12th Street. The spokesperson says the fire started in the kitchen trash can and spread to the counters. The first truck arrived at 10:04 p.m., and firefighters made quick work of the blaze, clearing the scene at 11:05 p.m. No injuries were reported from the scene. And a culvert replacement project is going on today in Sheraton County. Route FF is scheduled to be closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon for culvert replacement. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.